This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Do right now is tell you a little bit more about that special that I barely plugged last hour, and then I'm going to hit the ground running into all the other news next segment. But covering this right now, what I'm going to do now is, just kind of sit back and think about where the world is. And where it's headed and what's unfolding. Because it really is just crazy. And I can't believe that at this point in history, when America is in a position like this, we've got a president that's just trying to let the country be prosperous and survive, to have so many people lined up against him because they're so weak-minded and they drunk the Kool-Aid of the establishment media. And I'll tell the establishment something, too. You're crazy. You're really crazy betting with the globalist against this country. So when I come back, I'll get into all the news and all the information. We've got several guests joining us today as well, but I'm going to go to a special report here. A lot of interesting stuff to get to. There's dozens of these that we need to really cover in great detail. But I want to get into just the first few minutes of when I confronted Sundar. We ran this at the start of the show yesterday. And it's important. It needs to be seen. I thought I had yesterday's list today, but I didn't have that. So I'll get by the next segment yesterday's list. And then I can tell you about the name of that video. Terry McBreen put together a very important 4-minute video that that breaks it all down. So we'll be airing that later in the show as well. But I just sit back and I think about Obama and Hillary and all of them in bed with the globalists. All the things they're doing, all the things they're up to, and the fact that they've gotten away with all this. And it just makes me sick. And I just wonder how much of this we're going to put up with. You know, why do we put up with all this? Well, it's because we're a nation of TV heads. Hell, we're all to blame. But see, there are a lot of folks aren't TV heads. They're hardcore criminals. They have criminal minds. And they work with other criminal regimes to come up with criminal schemes. And that's what they've done. So when we come back, I'm going to get into all that here on air for everybody. And it's going to be perfect that we have Matt Bracken on the fourth hour because he's been in the Middle East, been in the military, been a Navy SEAL, written a lot about war with Iran and what he thinks is going to happen with it. So that should be interesting when we get to that as well. And I also intend to open the phones up today. And we have a lot of exciting things being said and done by the president dealing with censorship. And I've actually seen some good movement on that front. There's also a whole Project Veritas situation that has expanded quite a bit with the red-handed censorship. Because, as I've said, they don't just censor. They don't just censor. They defame you in the process of it. And then they blackball you and financially ruin you. So there's an added criminality to this. It isn't just, oh, it's their platform, let them do it. No, no, they remove you so you can be destroyed.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Said that he is going to go after big tech now with antitrust, and that they're going to be very, very sorry for what they've done. He's decided to go after Facebook, YouTube, its parent company Google and Alphabet, and of course Apple. We told you all that first in that order. He met with Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey promised him nothing was going on. There was no censorship. Trump's been shown definitive proof by U.S. intelligence agency analysts. They're experts in cybercrime. And he's been shown definitive proof by briefings given to him by the folks at Project Veritas, where Trump's actually commissioned research into it. That's no secret. And he's been given briefings by three law firms that I had written up for him 2 years ago and a year ago. And he has been shown massive breakdown proof by the head of the campaign, Mr. Parcell, who's also an internet marketing expert. And so when he came out over the weekend and said, you will pay for this, it's because he knows that Jack lied to him. Twitter should let the ban conservative voices back on their platform without restriction. It's called freedom of speech. Remember, you're making a giant mistake. That was this weekend. When is Twitter going to allow the very popular conservative voices that it's been so viciously shut down back on and into the open? It is time. So that was a few weeks ago. Then this weekend, he comes out and says, you're in trouble. That's a big deal. So we're living in incredible times, but I want to just tell the audience something. If you hadn't been banging the drum, if you hadn't been taking action, if you hadn't been calling Congress, if you hadn't been calling talk radio, if Tucker Carlson hadn't been doing what he was doing, if Matt Drudge hadn't been doing what he was doing, this would not be starting to happen. Because if we lose the free speech, we lose it all. You ask, why would the globalists be so bold? Well, it's because it's about power. It's about control. They've gotten away with it so long, they think they're invincible. But do you remember Sundar Pichai, the Google frontman, lying to Congress last year and this year when I confronted him, and Jack Dorsey and others? Hell, they wouldn't even testify to Congress before that. They were so arrogant. They wouldn't even work with the military. They were so arrogant. But now they're not as arrogant as they used to be, because the cows are coming home to roost. Here's a compilation in the last year of some of what's happened and how InfoWars has been at the very tip of the spear, as we promised you we would, at point-blank range, confronting Google, confronting Twitter, confronting Facebook, confronting these lying politicians. And now it's paying off. And that's why you support us. This is listener participation radio and TV. This is Take Back America, and you've done it. We're not complete yet, but you're turning the tide. And so I salute you, and I salute this crew, and I salute everybody that's made this transmission possible, because without InfoWars, we would not be in this position. And without you, there would be no InfoWars. So I think that's clearly understood, that you are the MVPs in this fight. Without you, this country and this planet's done. Now you think about that. Here's the last year's action. Would love to have me arrested and killed. Guaranteed.
Here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
Sundar, you know Google is helping China with Dragonfly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know that you sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon, you'll help the Chi-Coms. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar.
We're aware of his lying to Congress. We're aware of him and the Dragonfly project that's already been operational for years inside the Chinese government. Now it's just being rolled out to the general public.
Sundar, you're engaged in treason. You've had Google executives lie to Congress and you're not censoring conservatives.
The big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil.
Twitter is planning to permanently suspend Alex Jones's personal account at InfoWars. This comes after Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was on Capitol Hill yesterday speaking with lawmakers.
Twitter gives Alex Jones the boot, the social networking site permanently banning he and his media company, InfoWars.
Jack, I appreciate you supporting the First Amendment, but I have a right to face my accusers, Jack.
They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba. We're becoming like Vietnam. We're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw men, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
I don't know anything about your site, man.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship. That's the new thing.
Our interview was cut short because he was confronted by Alex Jones of InfoWars right here in the hallway.
It's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives.
I'm not
really shadow banning.
Are you concerned about bias in social media? Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Well, I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be. There's a look, I support
here.
Going after.
I'm here, but you say I don't exist.
Is that a heckler or a press gaggle?
Look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist. And they're
I just don't know who you are, man. I don't read your website.
Sure. And they demonize me in these very hearings. And then he plays dumb.
Here's the question.
InfoWars.com, you know what it is.
Does Google, does Facebook, does Twitter, do they need to be regulated like what? Do they need to be regulated?
Marco Rubio, the snake. He's a frat boy here.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, sure.
I swear to God, I don't know who you are, man.
You better hope you can be platforming. Tens of millions of views.
InfoWars.
Bigger than Rush Limbaugh. He knows who InfoWars is. He's playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
The most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
On Twitter, the top tweet links to an InfoWars story. This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
The system self-corrected. That shouldn't be the first tweet you see anymore. It should be a USA article the last time I checked.
But you saw this.
USA Today. At lunch, I did. Yeah, and I also saw the system corrected.
Even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the Internet and communicating with each
other,
just like communist China.
We need you to act now and move against big tech censorship. President Trump.
CNN and the Democrats, you know, are destroying the First Amendment and these should be stood up against.
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them.
Look at this right here. The guy that goes around policing and calling for censorship and then claims that Trump's wrong, there's no censorship with conservatives or patriots. You are incredibly shameful, man.
How are you doing, Alex?
You're just you are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward. Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
And now we are in prime position. We've taken the hits. We've gone through a lot. But because of your support, we have now lased the target for Trump to come in and elements of our government that want this country to survive and elements of the corporate world that don't want to be ruled by our new kings in Silicon Valley, who themselves are commanded by the Chi-Coms, to take out the globalists politically. We have lit them up like a Christmas tree so everybody can see who the problem is. And now the vaporization is about to begin. Watch, my friends. Believe it. It's already started. We'll be back with even bigger news.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to get into something that is, quite frankly, horrifying. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's got to be covered if we're going to protect the children and future generations in this nation. Throughout history, there have been cults that form inside different civilizations during their declines that are obsessed with sex with children and obsessed with sacrificing children. You can go to any archaeological site in the world, from ancient China to ancient Africa to ancient Europe to ancient Mesoamerica, and you will find a priest class having sex with children at first, and then killing them. Now, the vehicle used today for all of this is the LGBTQXYZ movement. And at public schools all across the country, children as young as 5 are being indoctrinated into 2 daddies, 2 mommies, and are having their education sexualized. And they're having their own gender confused and their children. And so when they then get it confused and say, oh, I do want to be the other sex, they're lied to and told they really can be another sex. Or you could be a penguin, or you could be a dolphin, like South Park famously made fun of 8 years ago. But 8 years later, they won't even make fun of it now, because Silicon Valley will take you off the air. Because it's the religion in Silicon Valley to hate America, to hate capitalism, and to hate the family. And I'm going to tie it all together here in this segment and the next. But here's just the news today without even looking. School district to bus students to gay pride parade. That's right. You don't go to the planetarium or the zoo. You get to get out of class, and it's encouraged, and go to the gay pride parade. You ever been to a gay pride parade? I was downtown a few years ago on Halloween, and they had a gay pride parade. And I was like, what is this? It was naked men, some of them having sex with each other, when I was walking across the street just to go to a restaurant. I mean, folks, you don't take kids to a gay pride parade. We have to cut most of the stuff we film at these out, because it can't go out over broadcast television, including scantily clad 5- and 6-year-old girls and boys twerking their asses to men and women. The whole thing is pedophilic. And now they admit. The British government has MPs, members of parliament, and major think tanks say sex with kids is good. Kids like it. It's healthy. It's wonderful. That was just yesterday. Make child porn legal. There's all these shows about children and sex, and Salon and the New York Times talk about how pedophiles aren't criminals. They just love children. And Buttigieg's boyfriend or husband won't even say that love knows no age. That's the new NAMBLA slogan. So you see it everywhere. Little kids dancing half naked on TV, having men throw dollar bills at them. So this is all happening. Instead of sending kids to these over-sexualized events, they should really be focusing on failing schools in the district. Adan Salazar reports for Infowars.com. The Austin American Statesman gushingly reports on how great it is and how they're going to bus the little kids to the gay pride parade. And you know what? We'll be there videotaping it and showing the child abuse. Oh, but guess who else will be there? They always act like we're trying to stop these events. Antifa. Masked men with guns promise to show up at the gay pride parade to make sure haters don't get to show you what's happening with the children. And the news will all sanitize it very nicely when they set the kids up on their knees. Sometimes unannounced, and a convicted pedophile has your child sit on their knee. And then what does the local news in Houston say? You got to get them while they're young. That's a quote. So, Antifa won't just be out there with their guns when your kids get bussed to the gay pride parade. No, ladies and gentlemen. Antifa vows to defend drag queen story time at Texas Library. Again, here in Central Texas. And we're going to be there. We've got a report with Owen Schroyer next hour. He's gone out and shot a report. Owen's going to be there. It's in 2 days. And Antifa's going to be there to protect it. I wonder if they'll bring their AK-47s into the library, you know, to make sure it's defended so that these adults get to have time with children. And, oh, we sent Owen to one last week. You saw it? They didn't tell people it was drag queen story time. It was the big middle of the week for kids that aren't in kindergarten yet. And people were like, what the hell, when they showed up to it and there was a dude with in a clown outfit. So you think you're going to, again, read Richard Scarry books, or my two-year-old daughter has gone to that library before for story time. And I remember hearing about it, and I said, you know, you might not want to go to that big one downtown, even though it has the best story times, just like 2 hours, really good story time readers, because they're going to slip, you know, what in there. She goes, oh, come on. Well, guess what? They did. My daughter wasn't there. But you can't send your daughter, your son, without them being there, and then they encourage, come sit in my lap. Come sit in a convicted pedophile's lap. Two of them convicted pedophiles in Houston alone. But don't worry, Antifa, the good guys in masks, they vow. Well, guess what? We vow as well to get all your driver's license numbers. We'll be there too with accredited people who are legally allowed to run your backgrounds. And you know what's going to happen when we find out what we found out in other areas? You're going to go to jail, 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 jail if any of you are convicted pedos, which there'll be plenty swimming like sharks around, you know, bleeding baby seals. Antifa vows to defend drag queen story time at Texas Library. They're going to defend like the beaches of Normandy. Antifa has pledged to protect the drag queen story time event at the Texas Library to ensure that protesters will not interrupt. Oh, they won't. They won't let you interrupt. They're police officers. The children's exposure, ooh, to the far left trans agenda, which, hell, doesn't just, you know, bugger, you know, bend the kids over and bugger them. Oh, no, no. This will teach him to chop their genitals off. And so Austin's Antifa chapter, called ATX Resistance Action, it's a malice group, announced their call to action on Facebook ahead of the drag queen event set to take place at the Leander Public Library Saturday, June 15th. Hosted by the Open Cathedral Church. And they go on to all their comments. Oh, I wonder if they'll be at this event where the two lesbians cut their son's penis off. He didn't like it. He cried for daddy. Daddy tried to save him, but the police, it's in the news, wouldn't help him. Because, you know, if your mom cuts your genitals off with scissors, it's okay. Well, then they stabbed him to death. I wondered if Antifa was there to help. He was 9 years old. They stabbed him to death. How liberal.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical supplement and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
One last breath, the four winds blow. Better raise your ears. The sound of hooves.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Imagine 20 years ago if you read a science fiction book where armed communists in black physically attack whoever they want and get away with it. And where children are taken, in many cases, to convicted pedophiles, in some cases when the parents aren't even told, in public schools and in libraries, and sat on the lap of huge, obese, fat men in clown outfits while they cry. And then local news in Houston says, ha-ha, gotta get them while they're young. No one would ever believe that. And then you'd have a kid who's autistic, and they admit that's who they're getting is mentally ill children because they don't understand what's happening. They perform at gay nightclubs, other pedophile nightclubs, throwing cash at them. And then the sponsors is a convicted famous drug dealer who chopped a man up with a saw, served 18 years in prison, and then he says on video, and they say on video, we're now going to talk about children and drag queens, so bring your especially small children to the television. We want to corrupt them. And then he goes, would you like me to play it? In fact, cue that up first. So, in the psychological manuals, and before there were psychological manuals that the Germans developed 200 years ago, if someone started chopping their fingers off or their genitals off, we called them crazy people and said they were dangerous. And if they were only hurting themselves, we would throw them out of the village or lock them up. But if they hurt other people, we'd kill them. But now if you teach children that are mentally ill and autistic or Down syndrome to chop their testicles off, it's stunning and brave. So I thought I would just get to this before I talk about something you're not going to believe and play the Sundar Pichai clip. But here are two of the sponsors, the men who launched the Club Kid movement, which was underage teenagers being gangbanged at gay clubs. And then now they hang around with 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds who have money put in their G-strings, and they say, we want to corrupt your children, and behind them in the videos it says Rohibanol, which is a date rape drug, and the little kid in other videos says, I like to take ketamine, which again is a... folks, I want to show you things here, but we're on a lot of TV stations. Now, some of this is from PBS. You can show surgeries and things if it's documentary. That's how South Park was able to do it. I don't want to show you a sex change video, but I think I am. So that's coming up, viewer discretion advised, next segment. But you need to understand, folks, most of these, it's now mentally retarded children and autistics that are being captured by these people, and it's very funny. So let's play a clip of the famous murderer who now manages children who dance half-naked for men. Here it is.
And now we've got something to show you, and we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now. What we're going to show you is going to leave an impression on them, and we hope the impression will be that they grow up, if they're 3 or 4 or 5 years old, to become 7 or 8-year-old drag queen performers.
Can't make that up. He looks like one of those horror movies where the mortuaries do his medical experiments, and that's the guy that, like, captures you and, like, grabs the teenagers and takes them to the lair. You're like, where does Hollywood cast these people? Because they've seen the real deal. I used to think Italian gangster movies were overdone, the way the Italian gangsters act. And then I ran into, John Gotti's, one of his grandsons, and some of those guys in New York, they came to my event. They're like, this is our club, you know. People said, you couldn't do this show. We liked it. We're going to let you to the club. And the guy was like, Pat Mills, he's going, I love you. It was just like when Robert De Niro goes, oh, I dislike you so much. It was like, well, those were nice guys, though, compared to these guys. My point was they were actually acting like the caricature. So you see these movies with people that kidnap kids and stuff, and then the ones that actually are involved in all this craziness, they look just like what you think they look like. So see, Hollywood's just showing you what's really going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's crazy. So there's the real threat, folks, not John Gotti the third or whatever. So he's not trying to chop your son's balls off. I'm sorry. It's just that's the place that we've gotten to in this country is evil out in the open, roaring at you, bragging about what it's doing. And we're about to get to even more hardcore stuff. That gentleman there with the cat lady glasses, wait till you see the background on this. This is sick, sick. Sick. But don't worry, Antifa vows to defend drag queen story time at Texas Library.
The time of the fascist event opposing story time is 1 p.m. We need to be there at 12:30 so we have enough bodies to take the space. Story time is from 3 to 3:45 p.m. The ATX resistance action stated.
So, You'll have a dozen meth heads or so show up in their black uniforms and mask, which is even better because unsuspecting kids that didn't know, their moms will just leave. She only have a few ghouls what's the term they use? Familiars. They're going to be Renfields there that will be bringing their children. And, of course, you'll always see the child, autistic, drugged out, probably being sold for rape meat. I'm not sure what they call it. They call it rape meat. Because Antifa will be there, though, normal folks that didn't know what was happening, they'll leave. And then you'll just have people bringing rape meat. And I don't mean to be so gross about this. You need to know the terms for your children. A child they've had for a while is called rape meat. Now, let's continue. There's fates worse, though, than being rape meat. Because, you know, again, the left can't abort you before you're born or even after you're born and harvest your organs for Satan because of the satanic power they get from it, they believe, the exercise of evil. They do this. There is a huge phenomenon. I had them just search engineering it. The crew was blown away by people cutting their son's genitals off because this satanic culture is about hurting the family and hurting the human community. And so if you can't get your son on Ritalin and Prozac or give him a bunch of shots so he's autistic because it gives you a thrill when you do it, the next thing you do is that you cut his genitals off yourself with scissors and carve a makeshift vagina. That's a quote from the police report. Now, the father was worried, but the mother was allowed to run off with her girlfriend. When they cut his genitals off when he was younger, he complained and tried to leave and beg for daddy, so they stabbed him to death, which means he's trans dead now. Which may be a new thing where leftists go, actually, they want to euthanize kids. They admit that. They want people to be able to commit suicide who aren't even sick. So I guess the left's new thing will probably be, they're probably already doing it, torture their kid enough where they ask to be guillotined, and then you go to, say, the town square, Antifa's there, and little kids are having their heads guillotined. Because this is what this is. So he begged for daddy, and so they plunged a dagger into his heart dozens of times with pleasure and rolled around his blood. I'm not kidding. You can go read the Brazilian police reports if you'd like to. There's longer articles. NewsWars spared all that. The Natural News article got more into it. I kind of went down the rabbit hole and read the full thing. They were satanic delights. I tell you about how they torture children over long periods. Well, there's something about mommy doing it that Satan really likes. That's kind of like the Super Mario Brother invincibility aura, or when you go supernova. I mean, when mommy cuts your penis off, when mommy stabs you to death, that's sweet, sweet to Satan's ears. That's a special little bugaboo for those. But remember, it's all liberal. Brazilian lesbian couple who tried to force transgender surgery on a 9-year-old boy stabbed him to death because he didn't like having his penis cut off. And you can go read the whole article about it. Lesbians stab innocent 9-year-old son to death after trying to make him transgender. Turns out they'd done multiple surgeries. They kept trying to carve it and stabbing him. It wasn't to cut his genitals off. They wanted to give him a vagina, they said. I'm sorry for TV viewers, but this is what the children are being taught this. And so he finally fought back, and they murdered him. And that was, he's in God's hands now, folks. Let's be serious and pray for his soul. I have no doubt he is with Christ right now. And I have no doubt where these women are going, straight to effing hell, and you know there is one. So keep laughing, demons. Keep laughing! Because you didn't get his spirit. You may have tortured the living hell out of him, but you didn't get his spirit. You child molesters! You will go to hell!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tavistock Institute in the 60s developed a plan to create promiscuity to break up the family. But then they said, we're not going to just promote homosexuality. And again, that's not to bash people that are homosexual. I'm saying they're using you, okay? To then say, oh, well, then everything goes. Bestiality, sex with children. And by increments, they've gotten the LGBT community to become the LGBTP. In fact, they're even adopting it, saying pedophilia is good. And so we would show you 3 years ago, drag queen festivals in Austin held in public, open to the public, outdoor areas, hotels, schools, where small children put money in G-strings of men. Now it's children going to nighttime clubs where alcohol served and men shove money in their G-string while little boys shake their butts in their faces. But because it's, quote, gay, it's okay. If you walked into a topless bar, I was in plenty of them in college. I went to a few bachelor things when buddies got married. I'm not a topless bar guy. The point is that if you walked into one of those, you saw a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old girl on stage, you go call the police. And if you saw men sticking money in 10-year-old girls' G-strings, you'd kick their ass. I mean, seriously, I would start beating them. I'd say, hey, shut this down, and a bouncer would walk over and put his hands on me, and I'd break his nose. Guaranteed. And that's not bragging. You'd do that, too. What the hell is a little girl doing up there on stage? Well, her tits aren't out, excuse my French, so it's supposedly okay. No, it's not. It's sick. And it's mainlining people into a very dark, evil world of freaks. And it's exploitive, and it's pure evil. And so all over the country, all over the world, men are cutting off their own genitals, even though it would be paid for by the government. Women are cutting their son's genitals off. It's a sick form of Munchausen beyond proxy, I would call it. And it's being sold by Hollywood and Silicon Valley, where it is a giant cult. You get to these women in Brazil, I'm not kidding. They ran off the little boy for years from his father and tortured him. And I'm not going to read the translated police reports, but they didn't just chop his genitals off. They were like, you are going to be a girl now. We're going to, you know, they kept stabbing him on a weekly basis because they were torturing him. You know, that's totally mentally ill. It's mentally ill to go to the doctor and have your genitals cut off. You're not a woman. You are not a biological woman, but I am a libertarian. If a full-grown man wants to go say he's a woman and have his genitals cut off, that is his business. I'm not paying for it. I think you're mentally ill. Now people want to put bleach in their eyes. Governments pay for it, and then we pay for it in tax money because they feel trans-abled. This is total mental illness, and I know you know that. But you need to know it's been focused and it's been deployed on purpose. Now, more than a decade ago, South Park did a whole comedy piece on this, and back then everybody thought it was crazy. And they showed real footage, 35mm film, of a sex change operation. So viewer discretion is advised. You ask how they air this on national television, because it's surgery. And these things have aired on PBS as well. You ever watch PBS with like heart surgery and stuff? I found that even scarier than this, but I'm going to show everybody what they put out on Comedy Central, interspersed with a cartoon like it's a joke, saying this is horrible, you shouldn't do it. It was something good that the brothers did. I'm a fan of a lot of their work. I think it really exposes the hypocrisy of the left. And it's horrific, and it's horrible. But you have to understand, this is what children are being targeted with, and in Europe especially, Sweden and England, children as young as 7 are having sex changes. They're having their testicles flayed. Flayed. This is mental illness, and the rate of suicide is off the charts. The rate of mental illness, because it's already mentally ill. You know, Vincent van Gogh cut his ear off. He was mentally ill. He was poisoned by mercury. It's not good. And then he committed suicide. Someone should have saved Vincent van Gogh. He cut his ear off. He was stark raving mad. And if you cut your ear off or your fingers off or your testicles off, you're crazy. Unless you've got cancer in your testicles. And then you've got to do it. And I had to sit here in 2019 and explain that this is wrong. I know our audience gets it, but it's part of a diabolical plan. And then I'm getting the big story I haven't hit yet, other than Robert Barnes is joining us. Because I'm going to show you the apex of this operation. I'm going to show you who runs it. I'm going to show you who's up at the top of it that comes out in daylight and who calls for me to be taken off the internet. Child actors who played young children past their age, who then head up censorship operations as a liaison to Google, who also has interesting things on their Twitter about Muppets and children, and who goes out to the events with little children and tells you how great it all is. It's fun. Wait till you meet this person coming up. He has this great, funny act. Everybody's so nice. Everybody's so good. There's nothing creepy about any of this. We need your children to come to our event. Are you bringing them? We got contacted by Silicon Valley, by Google, and by Twitter. And they said, and Facebook, they said, you can do anything you want, just don't talk bad about our agenda. And I said, what's that? Bringing Muslims in and
teaching children about sex changes. That's all. It's the one, well, it's the two things we want you to do. And she says this, he says this, this cat lady glasses person says all this in the video we're going to play with Sundar Pichai. And you're going to read, oh, hi, kids, I'm a mommy. Come close. I'm a mommy. Mommies take care of little kids. You can trust a mommy. Little kids are scared of men, but not when they're dressed like women as much. Sundar seems a little uncomfortable, but it's okay. Sundar signed on for, what is he worth, like $50 billion or whatever? You know, he signed on. It's just kind of making him upset. He's got children and a wife, but it's okay, Sundar. It's okay, Sundar. So let's go to South Park and the real footage of a man having his genitals flayed. Here it is.
Hello, Mr. Garrison. I'm Dr. Biber. I'll be performing your surgery today. God bless you, Doctor. I know you'll make me well again. Now, you're absolutely sure you want to have a vaginoplasty? My whole life I've been a woman trapped in a man's body. A sex change operation is my last chance at happiness. All right, then let's begin. Just relax, Mr. Garrison. I think if more people could just see a sex change operation, they would know how perfectly natural it is. The first thing I'm going to do is slice your balls. With the scrotum open, I can now discard of your testicles. So long, balls. Now, I'll just continue the incision up the shaft of the penis. Oh, that stings.
This is the religion.
Now I'll just turn your
cutting
penis inside out. Oh, jeez. All we need to do now is stuff that unskinned penis inside your pelvis. And now I'll use the skin from your penis to make the vaginal lips. Do I look like a woman? Pretty much.
By the way, that's censored from what I've seen back when it happened. They showed the whole thing on national television. It was way more horrible. So that's an edited version. I want to find, I know we've got other medical ones. I just wanted to show that one because TV stations, the left will call and say, he's showing bad things. And the station can say, no, we just showed what aired on national television and national cable. There's a reason I didn't show a sex change off PBS, because you leftists would lie and trick people. Because you want to commit the crime of chopping little boys' balls off. You don't want me to show the crime. So you'll call up and say, I've committed the crime of showing it. No, filth. Just like in a murder trial, I'm showing what you do to masculinity. You hate it. You call it toxic. You want to destroy it because you want no one to oppose your takeover. Sundar, all those billions aren't worth it. You know the left's going to get your children, Sundar. Are your children worth it, Sundar? I think Sundar is completely... I've watched this interview like 8 times. He's freaked out because this person is a demon goblin he's talking to. It's not a woman. It's a Hollywood thing. But it wants you to think it's a woman. Because, hey, puppies and candy, they don't settle kids down. But mommy does. Mommy wants to help little boys and girls, and mommy's going to help. Mommy learned a lot in Hollywood. Mommy learned a lot. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com will never surrender.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.